Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we move toward the fifth week of the 2025 legislative session, we're happy to report that a bill protecting kids from the actions of misguided adults, including their own parents, has cleared a major hurdle and is headed to the Senate floor. Recently, we talked about Senate Bill 164, sponsored by Senator John Fuller of Kalispell. This bill will allow any adult who facilitates irreversible gender reassignment procedures on minors to be prosecuted for endangering the welfare of children. This applies to children under 16 years of age and includes administering puberty blockers and heavy doses of cross-sex hormones and irreversible surgical procedures that can leave a child sterile. Last session, the legislature passed a bill making it illegal to perform these procedures on minors. That bill has been temporarily blocked by a Missoula judge while the case proceeds to trial. This bill is different in that it goes after the adults in the equation. Many doctors who perform these procedures present vulnerable parents with what amounts to a Hobson's choice. They tell parents of a young girl, for example, "You can either allow your child to transition or she'll commit suicide." Saying quite literally, you can either have a live son or a dead daughter. It's your choice. Forget that those doctors have a profit motive. What they're saying is just not supported by the facts. Chloe Cole, a national advocate for detransitioners, says her parents were presented with that choice when she was 12 years old. Thinking they were doing what was best for their daughter, they allowed her to begin taking puberty blockers at age 12, cross-sex hormones at age 13, and a double mastectomy at age 15. At age 16, she realized that she made the greatest mistake of her life and began the process of detransitioning, but the permanent damage was done. It remains to be seen if the hormones have rendered her sterile, but even if she can conceive, she'll never be able to nurse her child. What's worse, she says she never had even one suicidal thought until after the mastectomy. This is why children must not be allowed to make these purely elective, permanently life-altering decisions until they're able to mentally comprehend the full ramifications of their decision. That's called informed consent. And informed consent cannot occur if you're not old enough to understand what you're doing. Along these same lines, President Trump yesterday issued an executive order that severely curtails these types of procedures from being performed on any person 18 years of age or younger. In addition to earlier executive orders recognizing only two sexes and banning the use of a so-called X designator as a third choice for gender on U.S. passports, this latest executive order stops the federal government from funding, promoting, assisting, or supporting the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another and will rigorously enforce all laws that prohibit or limit these destructive and life-altering procedures," end quote. It also directs the heads of federal health agencies to pull research and education grants from any medical schools or hospitals that continue to offer puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, or gender transitions to patients under 19 years of age. And finally, it directs Congress and the U.S. Attorney General to create a private right of action for children and the parents of children who were damaged by so-called gender-affirming care, complete with the addition of a lengthy statute of limitations. As major European countries continue to ban these types of procedures on minors, it's time for the U.S. to follow suit. Half of the states have now enacted these types of bans, and more are contemplating them as we speak. Senate Bill 164 will be up on the Senate floor soon, and we'll do everything in our power to see that it passes. It's time to call this what it is, child abuse, pure and simple, and Senate Bill 164 makes that clear. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslaffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.